Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the UI Breakfast Podcast. I'm your host, Jane Portman, and today our special guest is Derek Skaletsky, founder and CEO of Sherlock, and we're going to talk about understanding account-level engagement in software as a service. This episode is brought to you by Airtable. What would you make if you had tools designed for the way you like to create? Airtable gives you the freedom and structure to design a workflow that fits your product needs. This tool can handle any content you throw at it: screenshots, long text notes, to-do lists, and so much more. Receive $50 in credit by signing up at airtable.com/UIbreakfast. Hi, Derek.
Hello, Jane. Thanks for having me.
We're absolutely thrilled to have you today. So before we get started, could you tell us a bit more about yourself, what you're by trade, and how you got started?
Yeah, so I am, I guess I'm a kind of a software founder. I have been part of founding three companies now, all SaaS companies. So I kind of came into the software game from a startup perspective, living in Boston, where we started a company there and brought it to San Francisco. So now I'm based in San Francisco. My last company, Notify, was acquired by Kissmetrics. So we spent some time at Kissmetrics, and now we're spinning off Sherlock as a separate company and offering.
Tell us a bit more. Of course, we know what Kissmetrics does, but what is Sherlock?
The goal of Sherlock is all about product engagement. I say analytics, but I really don't call it analytics internally. It's really about getting product engagement and making it operational for your entire SaaS organization. I've hated product engagement analytics for SaaS companies for a long time. It never was really kind of purpose-built for what a SaaS company needs. And the topic today is one of the big issues, account-based engagement. And the modern SaaS company, in our opinion, this product engagement data needs to be something that's used across multiple teams. At least three teams in a SaaS organization needs easy access to this data to make operational decisions and strategies. So no kind of product analytics tool has ever helped do that. So that's the goal of Sherlock, is to give you a way to take this product analytics data, get a lot of insights from it, but also make it portable and usable across your sales organization, your CS organization, your product organization, and beyond.
So how long have you been out there since the moment you started?
It's interesting. We launched an MVP of Sherlock before the acquisition. So that was probably 2 years ago, a little bit over maybe. So that product is no longer around. But the version we're out in the market with now has been around probably 6 months.
Oh, so it is very young, because it seems like a mature product from the outside.
Well, it's funny. I've kind of hacked a version of Sherlock probably five times now in my career.
Oh, wow.
So building this version is probably a result of five different, you know, attempts at building something like this. So I guess we could get there faster, given that we've tried to build it so many times.
What is your, a little bit more insight in your bio? Are you a developer by trade, or do you have background in marketing analytics?
No, I don't. I don't have a background. I'm not a developer. I'm more a business person. So I actually started my career in the movie industry in Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
So from there, I transitioned into kind of startups, and that brought me to software startups. So no, I don't have any technical background myself.
That's awesome. So what does your team look like today? Because it's no easy feat building a tool like yours.
No, so we are, we have a small team. We're 9 or 10. We're hiring a couple more people, but half the team is engineering right now. And we have some CS support and one person who's doing sales right now. So we're bulking up marketing and engineering actually right now. And we have design. We have a designer on hand full time.
with Sherlock, who's your ideal customer? Who's the ideal SaaS company that's using your product so that we understand who of them will use those account-based analytics that we'll be talking about today?
Yeah, so a lot of our customers now are somewhat early stage, smaller, under 50 employees. But we're getting more and more, and where we kind of really want to be is kind of that above 50 employees, because once you have, you know, a growing SaaS operation with a sales team and a CS team and dedicated people in each of those functions, that's where we can add the most value. So most of our, you know, more recent leads and conversations and deals actually are coming from, you know, somewhat bigger customers who know that this product engagement data needs to be across the organization, and they just don't have a solution for it besides trying to build it in-house.
So when you were building Sherlock, did you have account-based engagement, account-level engagement planned from day one, or was it something that you tackled before or after you built the MVP?
Oh, no, it was day one. It is core to the whole philosophy. I mean, if we're building this for SaaS, you know, the goal is this is really a solution for a SaaS business, and SaaS businesses are B2B, you know, B2B SaaS businesses are account-based. They sell to accounts, you know, the users use the product as a team. So everything a SaaS B2B business does is account-based. So for too long, I mean, that's been one of the big frustrations I've had for years, is for too long, this product engagement data has been stuck at the user level. And it's been really hard to get that account-level view.
It still feels like it's an entire green field when it comes to marketing and engagement emails, for example, at the account level, because all the advice out there is still relevant to like a single person, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a practice. Account-based marketing has taken hold, right? It's probably, I don't know, in the last 3 years, it's become really hot. In the last maybe 2 years, it's become really hot. Account-based marketing, so kind of, you know, top of funnel prospecting, marketing, account-based. But it has that movement hasn't yet come to the account-based kind of engagement for trials and freemium options and for existing customers.
Could you give us an overview of your philosophy, underlying philosophy? How do you approach these accounts, and like, how can we as mere mortals wrap our head around like activities that happen across multiple user profiles?
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's a matter of making sure you're aggregating that data at the account level. I mean, user level data is still important, but how do you aggregate that to show and treat an account as a single unit, right? So this account has done these seven things that could be across seven different people. But the account itself is in this kind of position from an engagement perspective. So it really is, you know, from a technical perspective, it's really about aggregating the data around that account.
How can a company start tracking activity for their accounts if they have not been doing that before? So what is the data collection model at Sherlock? And how do you describe it to people who are new, let's say?
Technically, there's a couple ways to do it. So technically, you can actually do something that we call, it's a group call. And this was a type of call that segment.com kind of created in their integrations, where you can actually, for every time or when a user signs up, you make what's called a group call, and you assign that user to an account. And that account can have traits. So it can have a company name, it could have a URL, you know, a company website, it could have a plan, MRR attached to the company. So you have what kind of this trait model at the group level, which that group is an account. So if you integrate, when you plan to integrate your data, you can make those kind of group calls, those account level calls, to assign people to accounts and to assign traits to accounts. So that's a technical, but that's the easiest way to do it. At Sherlock, we actually allow you to, if you don't do that, but you assign user traits to an account. So if you say, you know, an account name or company name, and you, every time a user signs up, you're recording what account they're a part of. We actually allow you to group your accounts around a user trait as well. It's a little technical, but it is a different kind of mindset for tracking. definitely.
What are the typical metrics that you see your customers tracking for their accounts, as opposed to the metrics they could be tracking for individual users?
Oh, that's a good question. I actually think the metrics themselves are the same. They're just treated differently. So, for example, we have three key metrics that we think when you're talking about product engagement, there are three key metrics that we look at. One is engagement, right? So that's the kind of core of Sherlock, is you create an engagement scoring model, and then every user and every account gets an engagement score for how engaged they were over whatever time frame you're looking at. And then you can look at that over time. Is their engagement growing or shrinking? Trends, all kinds of stuff you can do with that. So every user and every account has an engagement score. The second metric we look at is adoption rate. So you have a bunch of features in your product. So what you want to look at is how many of those features is each user and each account using. So we score adoption rates both at the user level and the account level. And the third metric is a recent one we just released, which is probably our most popular right now, which is an activation rate. So activation. So when you've got a new account, whether it be a trial or a free or a paid account, even, you know, that first period is all about activation, getting that person or that account to a point of first value, right? So if they've done, you know, these four events or these four activities in my product, they are what we consider activated, quote unquote activated. So now we can track how far the progress of a user or an account in terms of activation, and we convert that to an activation rate. So you have some accounts that are 20% activated, some accounts that are 100% activated, and the same goes for users. So product engagement score, adoption rate, and activation rate. Those are the three metrics that we look at when we talk about product engagement, and we do that both at the user and the account level.
And the approach is just summing up the properties, or is it traits that you're calling them, across all users in the account to get their overall score?
Yeah, their overall score, it's really based on event, what we call events. So it's actions they're taking in the product.
So let's imagine there is a photo editing app, and there are multiple projects with multiple photos, and one user is all about, you know, creating projects and populating them with photos. Another one is going in and, I don't know, updating some settings. So what you do is aggregating their activity into a global account score.
Exactly. Yep, that's exactly right. And that's the reality of a SaaS B2B product, right? So one person is setting up the account, doing some of this stuff. Another person is using it day-to-day for kind of the more day-to-day, daily functioning. Another person may be configuring reporting for more weekly, monthly kind of activity. So, you know, all these people together, we need to assess their activity together as an account to really understand the health of our business, really.
What are the top challenges that you see that companies face when they're trying to get this kind of advanced analytics?
There's a few challenges. One is account base. It's, you know, the topic today is account based analytics. That is a challenge, no doubt about it. There's not great solutions for it. A lot of these things are hacked together internally. So, you know, you'll see companies with their own internal quote unquote admin panel, which their teams are kind of having to log in and see, and that's where they're getting that kind of account level data. But it's not an easy thing to do. So that's one challenge is aggregating this data at the account level. Another challenge, and the biggest challenge to me, I think, is making the data useful. So raw data is not useful for an entire team. So what Sherlock aims to do is to make the data what we call consumable, right? So all this raw data comes in, but on the other side, we want to spit out consumable metrics that the team can actually use. So for example, an engagement score in Sherlock, we normalize it between 1 and 100. So every user, every account has an engagement score between 1 and 100. You can then take that score and put it into Salesforce, put it into Intercom, put it into the other tools that your teams are using. And that becomes a contextual piece of product engagement data that you actually can take action on. Right. Too often we're, you know, pushing data to all these other tools, but no one really has any context to know what to do with it. So those three metrics that we kind of convert that raw data into these kind of simple actionable metrics is what's really important to us, is making that data contextual so that people can actually use it.
You mentioned that you want at least three departments using your insights. So could you give us examples of that?
The easiest example is you're a B2B SaaS with a free trial offering. You've got a sales team, you got a CS team, you got a product team, you got a marketing team. The biggest gap right now is your sales team is trying to convert those free trials. So product qualified leads is a big kind of trend right now. Is the sales teams need to know if they're signing up for a free trial, how engaged are they? How far are they along in their activation? That's really important information to decide for a salesperson to decide whether or not to engage with that prospect or not, or how to engage with that prospect. So a sales team needs to know, I've been assigned 20 free trials this month. Where are they at in terms of engagement and activation? That is my daily priority list. As soon as they get past a certain point, great. Now I can reach out and have a call with them. If they don't get past that certain point, maybe there's some kind of automated system, process that goes out to try and get them to that point before you're dedicating, high touch, high cost sales time to those trial accounts. So that's, one. But on the other side, once they get to a certain point and they convert, now you've got a CS team that needs to, continue their onboarding and adoption, but also manage those accounts over time, over their entire life cycle. So your CS team needs to know on a regular basis how their accounts are doing. Are they adding new team members? How are those team members engaging and activating? Who should I be talking to? Who's at risk? Who's ripe for an upsell, an upgrade? All that kind of CS account management process. And then product, of course, needs product engagement data just to understand whether or not their product is in the features that they're launching are being adopted and actually working to drive overall engagement of the product.
You're saying that essentially Sherlock's goal is to aggregate the data, and there is also data being sent out to other tools, and that's primarily where it's consumed by different teams.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the usage of the actual Sherlock product, we don't necessarily need people to be logging in and using the Sherlock product on a regular basis. Our goal is really to give them the data they need and help them consume it in other places where their teams are really spending their time.
Okay, then I have a side question, because for tools like yours, where the user doesn't have to be present at all times, do you have your own secret ways of measuring the account success? Because you're just kind of churning data and you don't exactly know how people actually interact with it down the road.
Yeah, I'm being a little bit hyperbolic. They are using the product itself. So we are tracking, obviously, that and scoring all that. But we also are tracking when they're using and connecting that data to other places. But you do bring up a good point. There are things that we do lack visibility just through tracking of some of the value that they're creating in these other tools. So that's part of our CS process, is to be in close touch with them, with our customers, to try and really understand and making sure that they're getting value.
And in terms of the technical implementation, are you all relying on Segment, or do you have your other kinds of direct integrations?
Segment is our primary integration point. When we launched, we really were essentially a Segment app for all intents and purposes. But we do have our own APIs and tracking now, so people can integrate directly without needing to go through Segment.
When it comes to account like activation, for example, one of the most challenging things, in my opinion, that doesn't necessarily relate to Sherlock's expertise, is who shall we, for example, send the activation emails to? Who is the one responsible for sales? Who is the one responsible for being nudged about certain features? So I still don't have good answers for that, but maybe you do, as someone who has more experience with account level.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I think that's the next big step, is people, just like account-based marketing took a while to figure out how to map, the messaging and the advertising to certain people. And I think that's going to be you know, what I'm really excited to see is how do people handle that part of it in terms of making sure they're personalizing the engagement messaging to the different parts of that account to make sure they're engaging and adapting. I'll tell you, to be honest, we do this on a regular basis. We're constantly tweaking things. We ask when people sign up for their roles. So we do some role-based engagement messaging. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, that's still a bit generic. And some people, we don't necessarily require it all the time. We probably should. Those pieces, we definitely have different tracks for the person that signed up for the account versus the people they're adding later. So those are, that's our first big kind of fork, but then we do forks based on role.
So the most reliable way would be have like a specific property announcing the person's account role and then send them communications based on that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So there's also, I mean, we're not quite there yet, but you know, you can get more sophisticated with other data sources like Clearbit and things like that that are giving you more insights into maybe industry, company size. So those are other factors you can use in your messaging as well. Or I guess operations, right? So companies in a different industry or size that could actually drive a different sales process as well.
Curious about the ways you calculate those scores. Are they percent based or do you have like special points that can accumulate super large into and very high? Or how do you calculate those?
It's a good question. I don't want to get too technical, but when you do engagement scoring in Sherlock, you basically weigh your important activities or events between, you can give it a weight between 1 and 10. Mm-hmm. So then what we do is we look at, you know, for every user, how many times they do each one of those activities times the weight you gave it. And then they get this engagement score, which can get infinitely large. But then we have an algorithm that normalizes all those scores so that we can get them between 1 and 100. So we calculate all those scores constantly, and then we're constantly normalizing them so that everyone gets a score between 1 and 100. For activation rate and adoption rate, those are percentages. So those don't necessarily get infinite, don't have that same issue with getting infinitely large.
My next question can be a little bit tricky because, of course, Sherlock is great for tracking account level activity. However, are there any other tools that do it well from your perspective?
You know, there's CS, customer success tools that are account-based. I mean, CRMs are account-based, but customer success tools are essentially a different type of CRM, kind of an evolution of the CRM. So they're account-based as well, but they don't do a great job with kind of product engagement data. And the analytics tools, I know there are some analytics tools that you can configure to be account-based, but it's still just kind of reporting and raw data reporting, which I've never found to be that helpful. We kind of sit in the intersection of those two categories, if you will. Where we do a really good job with the product engagement data, and we do it at the account level.
Are there any blogs or books that are on top of your mind when it comes to our topic today? Maybe some consultants who are doing it specifically great for onboarding complex accounts or something like that?
That's a great question. You know, Wes Bush, who we may have met through, I think writes some really good content on that. I think we're still pretty early with, you know, taking action and engaging at the account level. So I haven't seen anybody in particular writing about it or giving tips on it that I would say is nailing it.
Well, I guess there is great opportunity for a lot of people out there.
Maybe you need to do that. You need to write that book.
Well, thank you so much for providing your insights today. Maybe one last question. What mistakes should people avoid when approaching their accounts in their SaaS and trying to understand what they do?
Well, the biggest mistake is not worrying about it, right? Like the biggest mistake is not doing it. To think you can get away with user level engagement insights for a B2B SaaS business, I think is a mistake. And for a long time, we've all done it. We've all tried to hack our way through it and kind of shrug our shoulders and say, well, it's just the way it is. So that, I think you got to make a conscious effort to realize that you are an account-based business. This kind of data needs to be aggregated at the account level to give the insights that you're going to need to run your business well. My advice is just do it. I mean, you just got to do it. You can't wait.
That's great to hear. Where can people find you and your company and your work personally online?
Yeah, so you can find us at SherlockScore.com. That's Sherlock, S-C-O-R-E.com. And me, you can find me on Twitter. It's D-S-K-A-L-E-T-S-K-Y. That's my handle, at D. Skaletsky. I haven't done a lot of writing on Medium lately, but I do have a Medium account with D. Skaletsky as well. But mostly the blogging I'm doing is on the Sherlock blog these days.
Great. Thank you so much for your insights, for your wisdom, and I hope that that serves as a good trigger for our listeners to start thinking about it, at least today, and acting on it.
Thanks, Jane. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Good luck.